This is Katyung, and you're listening to Gyno on Native Voice One.
My friend is a drunk, he said so himself. It was hard when his father put the bottle on the shelf. And he reminds me of a man I saw get that same look. The loss of a something that somebody took. And I see me
Alexa Dawson's I See Me, released back in 2019, and of course a recommendation from the lovely Shelley Morningsong, who is my featured artist today on Gyno. Before we get back into the tunes from her Simple Truth and talk about her brand new book, I thought we'd talk a little bit about some of the artists that you chose to share with me today. Tell me a little bit about Alexa Dawson. How did you come across her great, great tunes?
Well, Alexa Dawson, I actually met her through a grant program that her and I both were accepted into, the Western Arts Alliance. Just recently, I was named one of five artists to win the grant, a music grant. And we were having a Zoom meeting, and I met Alexa on that Zoom meeting. so she actually, after the meeting, had privately inboxed me, and we started to talk, and she sent me a link to her music, and I'm just so thankful that she did, because not only is she a wonderful human being, but when I heard her music, it just, wow, you know, it just knocked me over. So that's how I met Alexa, and she's a real beautiful Choctaw sister, and her music is really top-notch, so I had to recommend Alexa.
Yeah, I'm glad you did, and of course, she's going to be in my playlist as well. And, sorry, so, Shelley, you mentioned receiving this grant, and I did notice on the biography on your website that you also kind of have a side gig writing, like, theme songs for organizations that you really believe in. Is this all tied together with this?
No, that's separate. Yeah, I've been doing that for several years now, and started out, I would think about maybe eight years ago, I wrote my first theme song for an organization, a group of scientists that are studying the effects of cell phone, I forget what you call it.
Like radiation?
Radiation, yeah, waves, the effect on the earth, and how they're even going as far as affecting the bees and their honey making, and just so many things, you know, that how it affects our health.
Sure.
And it's an organization that is global, and so they approached me, and I was just so honored and so thankful that they asked me, and so that was one of the first theme songs that I wrote. So, yeah, I love doing that for those things that I believe in.
Yeah, well, you're quite a prolific artist. I mean, in addition to doing that and writing your own tunes, you also are a radio host as well, correct?
Yeah. It's so funny how that happened, too, because our friend, a real dear friend of ours, he was over having dinner. This was a couple years ago, having dinner with us, and he's like a mountain man, and he's been hosting a Gallup public radio show called Deer Tracks for like 18 years.
Wow.
And but he lives way out, like off the grid, you know. Mm-hmm. Far, like about 4-hour drive away from the station. Uh-huh. And just some things that happened in his life that made it difficult for him to get to the station, and he needed help with the show. And he says, I really need somebody to help me host the show. I said, well, how about me? I'll help, you know.
Yeah.
He said, really? Have you ever done it? And I said, no, just show me what to do. And so he did. And so I've been hosting the show every other Monday now. And it's just a blast, because for me, it's really special, because I get to lift up these other amazing music artists, and that makes me feel so good, because I love our artists, and I always want to encourage and support. So it makes a great platform for that, you know.
Shelley, you know, in addition to all of this, I mean, the one last thing that I want to talk about before we get off the line today, a little bit later in the show, but you also do have a new book coming out that's based on one of the songs from your Love Medicine album. But, all right, so we'll get to that in just a few. Listeners, keep it tuned in for that. We have a lot more great tunes before that, but I did want to spend a few more minutes talking about Simple Truth. How did this album come about? Do you write by yourself? Do you write with Fabian, your husband, or take me a little bit through your process?
I'd always wanted to write an album like this, and I just love every kind of music. I love everything. I listen to everything. I listen to, you know, R&B and to rap and to rock and reggae and blues. I love it all. Yeah. And I wanted to write an album, you know, with a bluesy feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to tell some of my story. I was a little bit shy about doing that for a long time, because I like to write about world issues. And
sure. This one was a little bit more personal, huh?
Yeah, this is very personal, yeah.
Sure.
And so this album really reflects my life, and I do all my own writing. And there's been albums that Fabian and I have done together, and which I'm so proud of. But this one, I just wanted to you know, sing and write from my heart.
Yeah.
And write something that had like a a blues feel to it, like Fatherless Child and Wade in the Water. I love that style, you know.
Hey, you know what, Shelley? I think our minds are somehow connecting here because you're not going to believe this. Fatherless Child is the next track we're going to get into from Simple Truth today. Like I said, I went through and I picked out a few that I thought would really represent the entire scope of your incredible craft, and I think this next track does just that. So listeners, you're in for a treat at this time. Turn it up and sing along with Shelley Morningsong's Fatherless Child today on Gyno.
Just ain't no good at all. The fatherless child. the top of the hill where no one can hear, no one can tell, but they see me. No, can they save me from falling down? Falling down. Your prayer was enough to hold us all up. The sun was enough to keep me in the dark, been hiding from the storm, been hiding from the storm. Running from your arms, running from your mouth, can only run so far with your broken. Cigarettes, your last, just an hour before you left. I thought you could be found, I thought you could be found. Running from your arms, running from your mouth, you can only run so far with your broken heart before you're broken down. And I need your help, and I need your help. So far with your broken heart before you're broken down.
Hey, this is Adrian Wall with Innistate. Welcome to NV1.
Let's put our minds together as one and remember those who have passed on to the sky world. Their life duties are complete. They are living peacefully in the sky world, in the sky.
Yeah.
They are living peacefully in the sky world. In the sky.
Bear Fox's Sky World song featuring the Turtle Dunks from her Rich Girl album. Another amazing recommendation from Shelley Morningsong. If you're just now tuning in, I am joined on the line with Shelley today, and we've been talking about a lot of her career. In fact, her upbringing in California, and of course, how this album is a little bit of a departure from the album she typically makes. This one is a personal album telling a little bit more of her story. So, Shelley, while I have you on the line for a few more minutes today, and as we've been talking about throughout the show and kind of hinting around it, or teasing, I guess, if you will. In addition to writing and being an on-air host, you are also able to add author to your resume as well. The book is called She Talks to the Animals. It's my understanding that it is quite literally based off one of the lyrics from your songs, yeah?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. I wrote that song for my Love Medicine album. Every time I sang that song, I just kept thinking to myself, this would make such a great children's book. I really want to write a children's book. And so I did. It's really a dream come true. And I'm just so thankful for my friend Susan Oliver, who did the editing and the artwork, the illustrations. She's just a great sister, and I just still can't believe it. You know, I'm just so thankful.
Now, did you have to give her a lot of direction, or did you just kind of let her do her thing and give her the lyrics, and away she went?
Yeah, we worked together. We worked together on it because I had a real focus. You know, I wanted the pictures to really reflect, you know, what the words are saying. I really want the message to come through to not just children, it's for grown-ups too, that just of how important it is that we care for the earth, for our animal nation, and it's, you know, how we can connect with them and respect them and love them, and that's what this book is about. And so we worked closely together on the artwork. She just did a fantastic job. I'm so proud of her and so proud of the book.
When is the release of the book, Shelley?
So it's a little delayed right now because of all the craziness that's going on, you know, with the COVID virus and so forth. But it will be delivered in approximately 2 more weeks. And then I'll go forward with it. I've got lots of pre-orders. It'll be ready to distribute and ready for when our shows start again, when we get back to work. So,
are you missing performing right now?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we are. Fabian and I, we just cannot wait. But on a positive note, we're using this time to prepare. So we're working on our outfits, new outfits, and we're working on a brand new album. And also through the Western Arts Alliance, I have a mentor, so we're working on a brand new show, and we've been performing the show that we do now for many years. So now we'll have an album that will be a show, and the show will be the album. So when people go away from our show, they can actually take it home with them on the CD. So that's what we're working on now, and this is really good and really positive.
Well, I know it's really hard to project with the virus and the pandemic, but do you have a timetable in mind where you're hoping to be able to get the show out to the public?
Yes. Well, we've realized, realistically, it's probably not going to happen this year. You know, it's going to take a while for everybody to get back on track. And we're kind of looking at next spring, maybe. April, May, June of 2022, I think, is more realistic.
Sure, just to be on the safe side. And again, it's really tough to plan around a pandemic. I mean, of course, as you know, you're looking at all of the musicians that are trying to tour, and it's been nothing but postponement after postponement. And you're just saying, let's hold off a little bit. Let's do it right, and when the time is right, things will come together. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right, yes.
I can't wait to pick up a copy of She Talks to the Animals. And just a couple more quick questions. Where can people find you at online?
Yeah, You can find myself and Fabian, my husband Fabian, at www.shellymorningsong.com. And we're also on Facebook and on Instagram.
Thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me today, Shelly. Again, I can't tell you how much I love your work, and I can't wait for the book to come out. Thank you so much for joining me today on Shelly, and please let's stay in touch. In the meantime, I got a lot of great art of yours to continue to discover.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored. Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And thank you to everyone out there who's been so supportive and so loving, and we just appreciate it, and we're so grateful.
She wakes up to the morning light. Wind blows gently o'er the plain. She hears the sound of birds in flight. The winding river calls her name. She walks in beauty. Through misty mountains, majesty. She hears the whisper of the trees. She speaks the language of the seas. She talks to the animals. She talks to the trees. She sings.
For this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.